NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot is voting to refer Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress.
Mr. Chairman, on this vote, there are 9 ayes, 0 noes.
The motion is agreed to.
The panel is asking for his factual and complete testimony and any other documents he may have related to that day. They're worried his defiance sets a bad precedent. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Bannon had inside knowledge about what was going to happen and suggests the former President Trump was personally involved instigating the riot that day. A CDC study shows Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is very effective at preventing hospitalization in older kids. The study of just over 460 kids looked at 12 to 18-year-olds and found the vaccine was 93% effective. According to a report, migrants who illegally crossed the border from Mexico are being secretly flown into New York and then resettled. The report says residents complained the flights were loud and operating outside of the airport's curfew. The New York Post says dropped-off migrant passengers are then bused to spots like Newburgh, Long Island, New Jersey, Connecticut, and throughout New York City. Discrimination claims against Facebook are being settled, Lisa Taylor reports.
The Justice Department says the social media giant will pay more than $14 million after it was accused of not properly advertising more than 2,500 jobs. The California-based company also allegedly didn't consider applications from American citizens before offering jobs to those from other countries. Part of the settlement includes Facebook being required to put more effort into recruiting Americans to fill tech positions. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The tropics remain quiet as time continues to count down on what's left of the Atlantic hurricane season. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.